This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
I'm eating a pizza at the moment because I'm well hard, isn't it? There's a friend of mine.
Pizzas?
A what? Sorry?
You get turned on by pizzas?
Oh, yeah. I get turned on just by opening the gate at the end of the driveway in the morning. Open the gate. Fucking on. with all due apologies to our new American listener who thinks this is all knob gags and fart jokes. Well, guilty as fucking charged. Now, go make me a sandwich. Oh, actually, probably be quite a good sandwich if it's made by American. It'd have loads of meat in it, probably eggs, and, I say cheese. They don't really know what cheese is. They think fucking cheese comes in an aerosol. Bloody hell. Hopefully, what's his chops will be here soon. In the meantime, I'm just going to carry on eating my pizza. Oh, look, there he is. I'm just about to shove this fucking pizza down with cake hole as well. Oh.
Fucking slack.
Yes, please.
I don't feel pretty.
Right, okay, well, is she... Oh, God, there's a joke there about ex-conservative politicians, isn't there? Oh, okay, I'll overdub the laughing on that a bit later. Fucking cats. how are we all? All right?
Yeah, still alive.
Dom, are you alive?
I'm alive and kicking.
Alive and kicking. Stay until your love is. He was Scotch, wasn't he, that bloke? Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Strange race. Hello and welcome to the Pizza Eating Podcast. I'm your host.
You're Mario.
What?
I was doing a generic Italian because you're eating pizza.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. Mama and indeed Mia. I found out, actually, less than 3 hours ago, 2 hours ago, that someone that I do radio with was actually a background actor in the very first Mamma Mia film. There you go. Fucking stick that in your pipe and smoke it, innit?
Mm. So you might have heard of someone famous.
Something like that, eh? Right. Yeah. Important question. Go on.
You know someone who's been in the vicinity of somebody famous about 20 years ago. That's awesome.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. That's right. That's cool. Okay, burning question time.
The most important question is, what's on your pizza?
Vegetables.
Like pineapple?
No. Vegetables like peppers and onions and mushroom and sweet corn and cannabis, which is very nice. So where do we stand on pizza crusts? Stop it.
We don't. You can't eat a fucking pizza crust if you just stood on it. That's disgusting.
Wow, yeah.
Fucking Tory.
I'm fucking disgusted. Right, so do we go for, as you should do, thin-based pizzas or the extra doughy ones where it's like a loaf of fucking bread with tomato sauce on top or these awful, 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 very modern stuffed crust pizzas?
No, just the thin ones.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I used to get the classic, like, deep pan, only when Papa John's did this really nice fucking garlicky butter sauce that had, like, heroin in it. And then you changed it. purely thin base for me, thin crust.
Good.
What happened?
As it should be. Now, if there's any...
There's a pizza chain over here in Australia that has a thing called a pie crust pizza. So it has a meat pie in the crust of the pizza.
What?
Huh? Yeah, I know. It's fucking... I wouldn't bother pieing it.
You get one over here and it's like got a massive hot dog. I said hot dog, not penis.
Yeah, not penis.
As the actual stuffed crust thing. It's like,
yeah, they had that here as well. Well, they did have it at some stage, but at some point, the company 4 and 20 started working with, I think it might have been Domino's. I don't want, fact checks are available. But yeah, Yeah, they had a 4-20 pizza, a smaller version of in the fucking crust of the pizza. So you'd have pizza and you could eat some pie. Like, that's a fucking good idea. Why don't you put shit in there instead?
Don't Americans call pizza pie, though, sometimes?
Yeah, that's Americans, then.
Yeah.
If you get a pizza in Chicago, it's literally like a pie crust with a fucking with no top on, and it's just filled full of cheese.
Well,
whereas if you go to Dallas, it's not.
You're going to get me you're going to get me ranting about pies now when people say it's a top crust pie. Well, it's not fucking pie, then, is it?
No,
it's stew with pastry on the top. You stupid cunt. God, I'm grumpy today. I need something to cheer me up.
Ooh.
That's not good enough. Can you do better?
No.
No.
We like ranty, Davey, and bitter.
Thing is, I feel ranty, but I'm too fucking tired to rant. I'm so tired that, you know, when your eyes water and like they're like really stingy because you're such a tired little bubba. That's me, that is.
Oh, when the mace gets you and like, get away. Yeah, it's fucking horrible, that.
me mates never get me because I grease up. Oh, dear. Oh, look. I've got heartburn. Now I ate that pizza too quickly. If I die on the podcast, it'll be really funny.
Well, it will, but no one will release it because me and him don't answer to it.
Yeah, so. That's right. You two do fuck all. Yeah, I keep forgetting. You do provide the glamour, though, and that's worth its weight in shit, I tell you. It really is. should we do the intro?
Yeah, okay.
Nice. Fuck her right in the pussy.
I've done that. It was boring. Hello. yeah, this is, fuck's sake. Strangetimeshow.com. There you go. That's us. What's the link for it? Well, I just said it in the title. Oh. Because we're clever and rad. Episode, I believe.
184.
Or to be a little bit slightly more accurate, 503. People call me Davian. I kind of wish I'd stop, but it's better than being called Dave. With me, we have Mr. Cat Sorens.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm here.
Yay. And back from his rowing, we've got Dom.
Hello.
Yeah. You've not heard the last episode on the account of me not opening it out yet, but we decided that you were rowing. Well, that's what you said you were doing.
No, I was, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How far did you get?
Third base. Ooh.
To the end.
Actually,
almost to the end.
Is someone just sawing off their penis in the background there?
No, I had a cup of coffee, a mouthful of coffee, and Dom said, to the end.
Mouthful of cock?
No, you wish. No, coffee.
Yeah. I think this episode might be a little bit disjointed.
Like your penis.
Well, that is actually detachable. I lend it to people from time to time. Well, I say I lend it to people. I f*** them.
What a fucking slut.
Ah, funny, that was a joke.
Oh, dear. Right, there we go. Strangetimeshow.com, trying to kill off their last listeners. Sorry, their last listener. Oh, that's the point. I've not heard from Dana in ages. Dana!
Who's up, mate? American one, you lying cunt.
Oh, yeah. Yes. My American compadre. I was going to say something about that. I've forgotten. He'll come back later, or perhaps not. I should.
Much like the herpes that you suffer from intolerably.
You say herpes, it's kind of more like full-blown AIDS, but
I said suffer too, but you enjoy it, so
suck what?
You don't suffer, you enjoy it.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I don't suffer, I ingest it. So what was I going to say? I was going to say something. You bastards keep putting me off. Oh, yeah, I should be happy. I could be happy because I've got next week off work.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, I know. And
or you've been fired.
That might happen during the week, but to be honest, I wouldn't be too worried if that did happen. Actually.
all your Tory money.
It really, I mean, I'm only working at this particular place to keep the pension topped up at the moment and quite happily survive on the major breadwinner's wage. yeah, there you go. It used to be me. But that was when coal mining was still a thing. It's really annoying me. There was something specific I was going to bring up. I can't remember now, and it's doing me head in. I'm going to go back to being grumpy. That piece was quite nice, actually.
David, do you know what I learned today?
What?
Do you know what Australians called an offie?
What do Australians call an offie? As in, now, for our friends in the third world, America, an offie is short for an off license, or as I suppose you would call it, a liquor store. I don't know what Australians refer to an offie as.
Can I guess?
Yeah, please.
Bottle shop.
Oh, close. I heard bottle-o. I don't know if that's the same.
Bottle-o.
Oh, yeah, near enough.
Well, everything ends with an O in blooming Australia, didn't it? Jippo, Abbo. Oh, no, you can't say that.
Abbo. You did say Abbo then, didn't you? Yeah, I thought you did.
No, I said Elbow. Fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, they're a good band.
Elbow, very, very good band, actually. Yeah.
Well, they had one good song anyway.
They've had several. I think, what's my favourite? Oh, no, I can't play audio at the moment from the computer because I was doing some upgrades on the computer and it didn't quite go to plan. Oh, look, I've been messaged by an American person.
We know where you live.
Well, to be fair, I was listening whilst working out, not super listening, but I did enjoy it. Well, thank you very much. We're going to have to think of a secret code word for your name now because I'm definitely not going to call you Kel on the podcast.
Greg Poops.
Smeg Poops. Right, look, Cal, let's do the boring bit. Well, I was about to say let's do the boring bit, but that's what are you two going to say? What, you mean old show? Or Stuart Buckland would call me, I don't know, I'm going to go back to being grumpy again. Fucking sods. How was your lovely week, Saul?
Did you go first,
Yeah, it's all right. He's a bit laid back. It was all waiting for snow. That didn't happen. And watching rain, that did happen. And going back to work after having 2 weeks off, 2 weeks which entailed doing absolutely fuck all, really, apart from chilling out. So I felt like I'd not achieved anything, but then I actually appreciated the lack of
penis.
So, yeah, first week back's always a bit weird. Like a wedding. So Monday, didn't go in Monday, was home Monday. Tuesday, I went in for an hour. So all the way to Bolton and back for an hour. And then rest of the week was, I had to go to Mid-Union and that was it. And it's storms. It's pissing down.
You're a big management bully boy, aren't you?
Middle management bully boy, yeah.
Just shorten it to cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Apart from that, I've not really done fuck all. Watched a lot of TV or series.
Sorry.
No, that's it. I'm done.
Oh. Okay. That's what she said. American person has said that I could call her I'm not saying aluminum. I'm saying aluminium because that's how the word should be said. Jesus Christ. I think I preferred it when we ran the world. I mean, yeah, it was a lot. Okay, so we invented slavery. That aside, but we didn't do anything else bad in any of the rest of the corners of the world, did we?
Yeah,
we were cunts, actually, weren't we? Bloody hell.
To be fair, we didn't invent slavery. We just managed to make a massive profit out of it. It was invented years ago. Koreans are doing it for fucking donkey's years. Egyptians, obviously.
Yeah.
What have you got against donkeys?
Donkeys?
Yeah, actually, why is it called donkey's years? Do donkeys live for a particularly long time?
I always thought, and I've not looked this up or anything, I always thought it's because a donkey's life is so fucking boring and humdrum, then it feels like it'll last forever. So therefore, a year in donkey world must last like fucking 5 years.
Average life expectancy, just over 30 years. Oh, God, imagine that. What a dream. If and fucking died at 30 rather than carry on with all this tedious shit I have to suffer now. it's like I'm too cowardly to jump off a bridge, so I've just got to fucking wait until I either get cancer or someone shoots me in the back of the head. Yes, this is the cheerful episode, by the way. I'll look, she's teasing me now. I just want to hear you say it right. Look, okay, American female, aluminum. You see, Edith, it's aluminium. You can go over that in your leisure time while shooting school kids. I don't know, for a second.
Oh.
I'm going to school now, Mummy. Yep. And I'm dead. Actually, I need some rapid-fire gunshot sound effects, don't I? Just like on the older jungle and drum and bass records. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, go to the high school and wait.
Go to an American school and wait, yeah. Yes, that's... that could be part of like a new game show. Kind of like,
one of those Japanese ones where they are trick you into falling into a hole or something.
Yeah, a hole full of spikes.
Yeah.
and crocodiles all jizzing on you.
I asked ChatGPT where donkey's ears come from. I can give you an answer. Might not be definitive.
Please do. I'd rather you gave us me an answer, though.
The first answer he came back is they live for 30 to 40 years, just longevity, which is bullshit because the shark's been living since the 1600s, so you'd say shark's years. More likely, it's a derivation of donkey's ears, as in playing donkey's ears, because donkey's ears are long, and that's it.
Bloody hell, yeah. I never thought of that one, fucking hell. See?
No, I didn't, but makes sense.
You live and learn. Thanks.
Delightful.
Good in the hair. Oh, God, no. I've got a reply now to mystical American woman. Well, she'll think I'm being rude. I've lost my comedy. That's interesting. Someone's just bought 5 T-shirts. Not Strange Times ones, Final Hour Music ones.
That's a football team's worth.
A football team? There's 11 people in football, isn't there?
No, if I was there, it's about somewhere between 4 and 6.
What? 5 aside and it's not 5?
You just had 5 T-shirts.
Right. Oh, no. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, dear, that's going to really smell badly. And, that feels a little bit too warm for my liking. Uh-oh. Can we have a nappy, Roadie? I need a nappy, Roadie. Just someone to take all the shit. Quick, change the subject. Worst idea for a game show.
Anyway, my lovely week. Busy with work. I've been constructing garden beds for a client for half of the week, which is fun because it's about 35 degrees in Melbourne. What else have I been doing? Oh, the pissy house that gave me lung AIDS, that's been smashed down. And, so there's not much of that left. We had a look on Saturday, which was, yesterday, because I'm in the future and you're not. Half a wall left, but they found asbestos in the ground. So that's going to be cheap to get that fucking shit scraped up.
Well, asbestos keeps people warm, so can't you just get some homeless people to sniff it up or something?
Yeah. I don't know. So if they find asbestos when they're building, they'll just everyone down as tools until all the asbestos has been cleaned up.
Health and safety. Yeah, right. Strike.
Yeah.
Down tools.
There was none of that when we were at fucking high school because they used to give us asbestos mats to put our Bunsen burners on in the science class, and we used to snap bits off and throw it at each other. So
really?
Yeah.
How are you still alive, Kat?
I've got no idea. I've almost died. Oh, fucking, it's ridiculous.
Oh, dear. I must say that that's a footage that you shared in our little host chat about the house being knocked down and stuff. It's quite impressive. Reminds me of that bit in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where his where Arthur Dent's house is being knocked down before the planet Earth gets blown up to make way for a hyperspace bypass.
Yeah.
You've got to build bypasses. Actually, it's really... Is that... Oh, right, okay, the video's on a loop. I was going to say, it looked like that digger was doing a dance thing, but it's just on a loop. Jesus, I need some sleep. Do you know when you're so tired that you can't sleep?
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah. I've been like that for ages. I mean, it takes half a bloody kilogram of edibles to knock me out at the moment. Maybe I should just get Lady Dent to actually knock me out. It'd be a bit cheaper, actually, yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah. And plus, she'd get her kicks at the same time. So,
yeah. Like, she'd bury your face in a pillow and just peg you stupid.
Dirty pillows, yes.
I'm like, sweet.
Right, are we going to get back on our idea of worst idea for a game show?
All right, worst idea for a game show?
Worst. Celebrity wanking.
No, that'd be bad.
That would be quite bad, wouldn't it? Because most celebrities are coked up arseholes anyway. And so I've heard. I wouldn't have any prior experience of this at all. But, like, if you're that coked up, like, your wallet disappears, your cock shrinks to about the size of an acorn, and you can't spaff your man fat, can you?
Yeah.
So we'll get a load of celebrities, force-feed them full of hard drugs and cocaine.
And I'd love to outrid them with that already.
Yeah. And then shoot them in the head with a 4-gauge shotgun if they can't wank themselves off. This has gone quite weird, actually, hasn't it?
it went from, I know, just weird to murder pretty quickly.
Murder with a little bit of drugs sprinkled in the middle.
Yeah.
Because who?
You said that like it'd be a surprise.
Yes.
It's going to go one of two ways. It's either that or it's fucking hide and seek with Jimmy Savile, isn't it? It's going to be one of the two.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jizz, did you say?
No.
It was not me. It was Rick. I seem to have a massive collection of cardboard boxes in here, and I can't work out where... Oh, look, one of them's got my new shipment of edibles in. But I've got some cardboard... What's that for? Because I'm of the age now where, like, certain cardboard boxes and stuff, and I think, do you know what? I'll keep that because it'll come in useful. Never bloody does. Yeah. I've got a box.
Collection of cardboard boxes.
Yeah, I've got a box full of old leads and, like, SCART cables. I've got about 2 SCART cables in this box. Who the hell uses SCART cables anymore?
About 2. So, it could be one or none.
Every man in his country and your country and every country has got a box of stuff, a drawer of stuff. Might use it at some point, but never will. I've got fucking screws and stuff that I've taken apart of things and they're in the toolbox because I might need it at some point, and I never fucking will.
Oh, yeah, those special screws that come in handy. Yeah.
My drill case that I've got, it's got 2 batteries, drill bits, the screwdriver's bit you put in the end of it, and about a zillion screws of the thing that I've been building. Oh, it's an extra screw. I'll just throw it in here. So now it's about all these little different shaped screws of everything I've put together. All the spares just go in the drill box. So, yeah, more useless information.
37 different bits, and you can't make different sizes. I've got sockets for a socket set, and half from an imperial, half from a metric, and I've never got a 10mm, which I always fucking need.
Mince Imperial.
Yeah. Imperial from the good old days.
Oh, we're back to us running the world in slavery again, aren't we?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah, that's the bits I like.
Pink bits.
Sorry, did you say... Oh, pink bits, yeah. Right, have either of you two got yourself accounts on Blue Sky yet, seeing as everyone's leaving Twitter?
I think I started one ages ago, but I've been logged out of it, so I'll have to go on there and have a look.
I must have been all the murders you'd done.
Yeah, probably.
I did threads, never used it. I don't answer Instagram, very rarely put anything on there. Facebook, I just buy fucking comics off it.
Well, you say comics, I mean, I think we really know what you're getting at.
Penis!
Yes, I don't use any of the social medias these days. It's all bullshit.
Yeah. I do a fair amount on Facebook, I guess, because I've got quite a few sort of like friends flung in the far reaches of this spinning ball. Twitter, I don't use anymore. Blue Sky a bit. In Instagram, I've got an account, but it's just bloody Twitter with pictures, isn't it?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, TikTok for pictures and videos of kittens being funny.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yes, good old Toctics.
Never done TikTok, never did Snapchat.
I did Snapchat back in the day. Oh, yeah, started out on Friends Reunited. Do you remember that one?
Of course, I do, yeah. I was in it. Yeah, I liked that. I liked Vine. And then, everything else has just been a meh since then.
Vine was all right. In fact, they're now showing lots of old Vine videos on TikTok, which is quite good.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than making your own content.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, sometimes I keep thinking about maybe doing some stuff with a show on it, but I just can't be bothered to organise things.
Yeah, just do your therapy sessions here.
Yeah.
Put it up on.
I haven't got time to do anything.
Whatever you... Yeah,
real stuff. So I've not got time to start fucking doing shit like that.
In it. Do you know what? We've not looked at in a while. PornMD. No, PornMD.com live search. Do you remember that?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, sadly, yes, I remember that.
Oh no, it's gone. Okay. Our most popular searches. Oh Jesus! Stepsister, stepmum, OnlyFans. God. Gangbang cream kai, cream pie, cream kai, and she, Japanese uncensored. Bloody hell. Yeah, okay. Oh, well, that was a waste of 30 seconds. I think I better clear my browser history again now. especially considering that was my work iMac. Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Ooh, la di da.
Well, due to the nature, well, no, I can't really go into it too much, but due to the nature of my job, I need to use Vine. It's nice, actually. They are nice. They're just too fucking expensive.
Yeah, I'd love all.
Yeah, no, they're
never actually ridiculous. Apple. The only Apple products I've owned is iPod.
An Apple.
What's it called? The classic iPod Classic, the 160 gig one, and an iPhone 3GS. That was it.
Yeah, I think I had an iPhone 3GS. God, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Back in the good old days.
12 years or a million years, depending on if you do it in linear years or technology years. If you think about the difference between iPhone 3GS and iPhone, whatever, the 26 or whatever it is now.
when was the iPhone 3G? Oh, I'm going to have to look now. iPhone
2010.
Oh, right. It was unveiled 2009, so, 2010. Blimey, so 14 years, nearly 15 years. A lot has happened to mobile technology in those years, isn't it? Yeah. It's fucking mad when these smartphones first came out, because it's like literally the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in real life, just like this little thing that you carry around with you, and it's got all the information ever on it. And cat videos.
Twitter, yeah, shit ton of cat videos.
Yeah.
Videos of people hurting themselves.
Yeah, that's the bits I like.
What are they called, though? Whack fuck videos?
Whack fuck, oh yeah.
Playing a game of whack fuck here. Whack fuck!
Let me tell you something. I don't know if you've seen that one. As this poor, I'm only doing the accent for context, but there's this poor Asian chap.
Let me tell you something! Let me tell you something! Wait.
Wait. Poor Asian chap. And I think he was dared to go on one of those sort of like bungee jump things with a chair. And when the gravity, no pun intended, of the situation kind of weighed in, he was trying to get the people to stop. Oh, let me tell you something. No, I must say. Oh, and then they just let him go. iPhone 3GS. God, yeah, I remember that. It was tiny as well, wasn't it?
It was. I've still got mine somewhere. I can't plug it in anything, but it's fucking absolutely mine.
Because I had one of those, and then I went for a Nexus phone. Was it a Nexus 4? Yeah.
I can't remember. I went Android after that, but I can't remember what it was. Or it might have been a Windows phone.
Oh, my God, they were great, weren't they?
No, it wasn't that. But I remember before that, when I had my iPod Classic, every Sunday afternoon to Sunday night was loading it up with like videos and music and stuff like that. I just got from the car boot sale, or hooky discs, loaded all that into iTunes, loaded onto my iPod Classic, ready for work the next week, because you had to do it. You had to do it manually on a computer plugged in with wires, and it's ball ache, so it took ages. And then that'd be, and then the following week I'd do it again for the following next week.
Oh no. I remember when I was working on the trams, I found an O2 phone. It was as big as a brick and it weighed a fucking ton. I don't know why you need to be a weightlifter to carry it around. It's a huge thing. Like, it had a little stylus and everything.
So a stylus on the phone?
Yeah.
I had a Palm 5.
A Palm Pilot. God.
Palm Pilot, that's one of them, yeah.
That was like before the iPhone, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I had another smartphone that came with a stylus, which was extendable, but it also came with a GPS fucking block that you linked to it, the phone somehow, so you could have sat-nav on your phone. And this thing, there's an aerial on the car window plugged into this box that was somehow then plugged into my phone.
To get wow. Battery life of 1 hour if you put in unleaded petrol. Yeah.
Yeah, not heard of Trump or anything like that. It's fucking well weird.
Fucking hell. You don't plug that into your car battery.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Actually, I've got an old black and white telly made by Sony, which my late grandfather bought to plug into the car when we went camping. And I think it was the last World Cup that England won, so that tells you how old that telly is.
Yes,
even older than me. That's right, folks.
He lied.
Fuck off. It's 2 years older than me, that telly. Oh, Dom, I got my New Order Brotherhood box set definitive version. That's arrived now, so I've got all the first four albums all in their super deluxe definitive version boxed edition malarkey. Very nice.
It looks very nice, yeah. I saw on your little post. I didn't like it, obviously. I didn't want to encourage you, but yeah, it's all right.
You horrible bastard. Yeah, it's good that.
Speaking of horrible bastards, is it the Las Vegas Grand Prix tomorrow again?
Or is it some replay? Yeah, I think the qualifying's already happened because, of course, America's silly time. Yeah, I'll watch that tomorrow at some point.
That'd be fun, won't it?
Who's winning the F1?
Oh, it's that fucking wanker Max Verstappen. He's, spoiled little rich boy. Well, most of them are spoiled little rich boys, but this one's particularly odious. It's made worse by the fact that he's actually an incredibly good driver, but his personality, fucking hell, sucks ass. he's a right little cunt.
Is Nepo baby 17-year-old doing it as well or something?
His father was a Formula One driver years ago, Jos Verstappen.
There's a 17, 18-year-old doing it.
Are there a couple of them are quite sort of youngish now? I don't know. I'm not fully up to date with some of the people that might be coming in next series, whatever. But yeah, I think there is someone who is rather well-heeled. Well, his dad is, but he's like incredibly young. It's like that bit in the Young Ones where they've got that game show. And yeah, their version of University Challenge, yeah.
My dad has got a Porsche.
Sounds cool. Your father, 3 points.
Yes. Peak Freen Trotsky assortments and all the rest of it. It's a shame I can't get YouTube to work because there was a couple of clips I was going to play. Maybe I'll add them in post. I'll tell you something that we need to do a post sometime soon. For our 500th episode, there's some lovely, lovely people that sent in some lovely audio. One of them was the one and only Mr. Ed Wallach. And guess what? Oh, fucking stoned features here forgot to put in his audio. So, yes, we're really sorry about that, Ed. And I'm going to use your audio, edit it, and make something rather special with it to be played at some point soon, hopefully. Yeah. Sorry, Ed.
You have one job.
At the start of this episode.
Maybe I'll put it at the start of this episode. If you heard it at the beginning of this episode, then I'll put it there. If you didn't, then that...
If you didn't, then Davian was a lazy cunt. What's been happening in our blighty? What's the good news from good old England?
I've been avoiding the news like crazy, and I've been all the happier for it. Well, as close to happy as I get.
As far as I can tell... Farmers still trying to conquer the world. Some of our missiles have been fired into Russia now.
Oh, God.
I don't think anyone stepped up from the UK to denounce the arrest warrants going out for the Prime Minister of Israel, but the Americans have very much so.
Of course. He's their boss.
It rained a bit as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been like Manchester everywhere in England.
Yeah.
Rain.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. News is just particularly baking my noodle at the moment. I'm just trying to avoid it, sticking my head in the proverbial sand, really.
Yeah, there's some story here that both our Labour Party and the Tories, the Liberal National Coalition, are trying to shaft the independents because they're sick of them pointing out how shit they both are.
So, right.
They've both come up with some bullshit plan about... Oh, this is better for democracy, and they're both ramming through some bill which makes it harder for independents and smaller parties to get elected, so they can just have a two-party system. Well, it's essentially three, but where they just like it's either shit or shit light.
Yeah, that sounds about fucking right. I've heard, aren't Australians also bringing in a no social media for under 16s or something?
Yeah, they're trying to like. Because of the Labor Party's been so shit, and they brand themselves as shit light, but they're turning into more shit the longer they're in office. So, we better do something because this National Crime Authority thing that we said we were going to do, and we were going to be really tough on people that are committing crimes, and then they went, oh, but that might be us sometime, and we've got friends, and oh, do we have to do this? I don't want to.
I'll play golf with them.
Yeah. Oh, should we prosecute these people that have ripped off people that were on the dole and some of them committed suicide and stuff like that? Oh, let's not do that. Social media for teenagers. Let's go really hard on that. But now they're currently trying to come up with a plan about what's the best thing to do about social media for teenagers. They're making that the big issue, whereas they've got a fucking cost of living crisis and supermarkets gouging people for money and... with their shit they're selling and a bunch of other things they could be fixing, which would make people's lives better. But they've decided, you know what? TikTok might be a bit of a fucking bad thing because everyone's looking at these people getting murdered in the Middle East, and we've been supporting the ones that are doing the murdering. So you know what? Let's get on to that.
Oh, dear.
Let's say that out loud. Oh, I meant we want to help the children. That's it.
When you say it like that, it's almost like it's fucking censorship, isn't it? Because you know the adults don't give a shit and no one's bothering doing anything, but the kids are all the ones who've got fucking.
Yeah.
They're not innocent at heart, but they're the ones that think they can make a difference when we all know you fucking can't. So they're the ones that cause trouble and cause issues, but they're like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. It's a TV.
And they've also figured out that in 10 years' time, they're going to lose a whole ton of voters that are already currently voting, and there's a whole new crop of people that are going to turn up, which will start voting, and they won't be voting for either of them. So,
yeah, very true.
Like the, who was it? Was it Mitt Romney, the guy that ran for president against Obama, and the Anthony Blinken? They were both at some gala thing fucking speaking about, I don't know, how great Israel is or something, about sucking Netanyahu off or something like that. And they both were saying that, oh, TikTok, we have to get rid of TikTok because we used to be able to control the narrative, but now like things have gone it's out of control now. We can't control the narrative. And things used to be much better when we could control what people were watching, and we should just ban TikTok. Isn't that the quiet part? You're saying, we don't care anymore. We're just going to say the quiet part out loud and it doesn't matter. So, that's exactly what they were wanting to ban TikTok for.
That's it, isn't it? They're literally saying out loud is, we can't control that, and you're learning the truth, or you're learning different versions they're telling you, so therefore we want to ban it.
Yeah, we can't have you learning something different. Just watch NBC or some other bullshit to people that we've paid off with advertising money.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so cynical.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Dear. What are we up to next week, then? I have got my week off work, and I'm starting on that audio book I've got to read, that erotic fantasy novel. So, I'll probably get the fucking horn at the same time. Lovely.
Let's give my regards to you, Andy.
They're currently propping the house up at the moment. Had some problems with the foundations. So they said, wait, David, get your crusty pants and use that to bolster up the leaning wall. Oh, yeah, okay.
Nice.
Yeah. True fact.
I'm probably going to have to pay these demolition people another large chunk of money, which I'm not looking forward to at all, after they've smashed the rest of this fucking pissy house down and scraped up all the asbestos off the block. But that means that we can fucking start building soon, I suppose.
Can you do what normal corporations do and just set fire to it in an insurance gun?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about just leaving petrol there, because there were, there had been little local yowos turning up to smash some windows, which I thought, okay, we'll maybe leave petrol here. They might burn it down, but no.
Oh.
I'd rather not go to jail in case that turns out to be illegal, so I didn't do that. But, what else is going on?
Yeah, asbestos is fireproof as well, so I'm not.
Yeah, well, it's not all through the house. It's just part of the house. Actually, it's in the ground, I think, the parts that they've found. So they might have buried some of it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it. Sorry, there was a noise that just cut over everything. Did you hear it?
No.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. So it's just my ears that was brutalised then. Sorry, I totally put you off your stroke there. I was trying to fix something in the audio, then it just played like about four times the normal volume in my ears, and I thought you guys might have heard it as well. Never mind, I'll just shut up again.
What else is happening? I'm going interstate next weekend, so I may not be available for. But on the internet, it's going to be like, one of my mates is having a birthday, so I'm going to go and see what he's doing.
Which state?
Tasmania.
Tasmania? You got a fire there?
Yep. I'm not swimming. Fuck that. It's too far. I bought him a discontinued guitar pedal, so he'll rock that.
Ooh. What pedal's that?
It's Ibanez Weeping Demon Wah pedal.
Oh, right. I had an Ibanez Tube Screamer once. That was really good.
Yeah, I've got one of those. One that used to be my brother's. It's a really old one, so it's probably worth a ton of cash. So I never really used it, though.
Yeah.
What are you, Don? What are you doing? Sorry.
No, it's all right. It wasn't going to be anything interesting. I can promise you that.
What about me, Dom? What have I got?
AIDS.
Work. That's a good time. Okay. Work's a bit busy because I'm trying to get Christmas done. So I've done one depot's Christmas in January. And now the major depots have still got to do Boxing Day and New Year's Day.
That's got to be a pain in the arse to try and sort out, mate.
Yeah, it's the fucking job, isn't it?
Jesus.
But it's a pain in the fucking ass because they're all different.
So how often are the bus services normally, though? What are they, 6 minutes or something like that? 10 minutes?
It depends on the service. I mean, I've got about, how many have we got? There's about 40.
Why don't you just take every second bus out?
No, it's not as simple as that. We, well, commercially, we do something similar to that, but now it's on under what they call the B network. It's they dictate to us, so they'll tell us what the timetables we want to run, and I have to then crew it up. And
crew it up sounds a bit gangster. That does. And what are you going to do now? I'll go guy crew it up.
Crew them, motherfucker!
Fucking so shank them.
Some days finish earlier, but they still have a couple of late services, and then there's some that don't run at all, and some that like every half an hour instead of 20 minutes, and some 10 minutes instead of 7 minutes and shit like that. So,
oh god,
it's a bit of a ball, like, and so. Well, nearly done
it
the.
Like it.
Yeah, I've done what we call the shoulder days, which are the like the perineum days, the ones in between Christmas and New Year. Don't really count. Done that. And I've done the Christmas Eve, so I just need to do New Year's Day and Boxing Day. And then it's done. And then I've already done January for that place as well. So theoretically, I've got nothing to do whatsoever then until April, but it's never happened once in this job.
Oh, bloody hell.
So.
We need to start making more money off Patreon, I think.
It would be nice.
I mean, what's the price per episode now, Kat?
About £87.50.
Jesus, right. And how many people have bought it other than me?
None.
Ah.
So what I want to know is where's my cut of your £87.50?
Yeah, but it was my money that I spent.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Davian bought it and got staff discount of 66% off. So right. The only thing he paid was 33%, which is his 33%. So that's why we've got fuck all. It's not fair.
I know. It's a fucking scam.
Right. Well, we need to push it more. People, if you want all the extra features, then go to our Patreon site at
inireland.com.
Thank you. Sorry. You're waiting for me to say something deep and meaningful then. It's like, no, battery's empty now.
Yeah, that's the quality you can expect.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to edit this down to a tight 7 minutes worth of content. That's fine.
Yeah.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.